Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump podcast. This is going to be a floater episode. It's going to be tying into our last episode. We had the idea of talking about things that we want to see revitalized or rebooted or reborn or continued or whatever. I'm Cody. With me here today, I have
Cameron
and Honey.
And
that was weird.
This is weird.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about the thing I just said.
Yep. Our last episode was about cartoon reboots and revivals that we have enjoyed or not so much enjoyed. So we wanted to. One thing we didn't actually get to was talking about stuff that from our childhood that we would like to see revisited. So we each picked a favorite cartoon of ours, and we're just going to talk about kind of what we would want to see.
Right, and eliminated from this is the reboot of reboot, because we already kind of covered that.
Yeah, hashtag reboot reboot.
Hashtag.
Hashtag reboot reloaded. Reboot. I can't say it right for some reason.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Rebooted.
Reboot the rubbit. Anyway. So who's going first? We didn't draw straws. Let's rock, paper, scissors. Ready? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. I don't know how you do this.
You do one, two, three, go.
Yeah.
You won. You go first.
But didn't we both have rock?
No, I had scissors.
I had scissors.
Oh, and you had scissors?
Yeah, you.
I go first!
So Tony killed us both.
Yeah, as it should be. I am the conqueror of all, server of cats.
Anyway. Wait, you serve them like in a restaurant, or you serve them like you're their worshiper?
No, I serve them as in I worship them. Like your kitty overlord.
Right. Not, here's your order of cat,
no.
Alf, from the show Alf. Well, that would have been a good one.
Nor do you present
they
them with a subpoena,
a
right? You don't, like, serve them like you've
oh,
been
no.
served.
I've only
oh,
been served
a subpoena for
some
your cat.
Law and order, feline unit.
I would watch that. That
who pushed this
yeah.
off the ledge? Well, it was obviously a cat.
Yep, it was Mr. Boots. Dun-dun. Oh, God, I hate myself.
Well, at least you stopped saying Billy Banners.
Don't remind me, obviously. Your turn. You're up, though.
I am up, yes. Okay, so a cartoon that I would like to see rebooted, remastered, redone, any of the things, as Cody dies in the corner.
Our words.
Our words and deeds. No. Anywho, I would like to see Brave Star redone. Now, honestly, thinking about it,
from the crowd,
the show's kind of they'd have to really change a lot of it because it's almost kind of got racist undertones. Now that I think about it,
you racist bastard! I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it though.
I only vaguely remember it. I never.
Now
watched
it takes place. It's pretty much a space western,
okay.
Which is weird because I generally don't like western anything.
Firefly, got it.
Oh. Is that a space western?
Yes.
Okay.
Explain, though.
You've
Sorry.
Just alienated our entire fan base by saying, what's Firefly?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say, what's Firefly? I said, is it? I didn't know it was a space western.
Pony
it
officially
seems like
apologizes
a
to Andrew and to Kevin. Go on.
No, I know what the hell Firefly is. I just didn't realize it was a space western.
Fair enough.
Because it's a space show. It doesn't seem like a western. Like, Brave Star took place on New Texas, a planet called New Texas, where they actually were all pretty much Wild West, but in space.
Texas does seem like a place that would be like, you know what, we need our own planet.
Oh, yeah. Because everything's bigger in Texas.
I agree with this concept so far.
The Alamo must have been terrible on New Texas.
That'd be cool to
but
see.
I mean, like,
is that what your movie is? Or show? Is this a show or a movie?
It's a reboot of a
yeah,
show.
Explain what it was, and then we'll explain what you're going to pitch.
Yeah, okay, shut up.
Okay.
So, anywho, you have Marshall Bravestar, who was a space marshal.
Is his first name Marshall? Or is he a Marshall?
He is a Marshall.
Okay.
But, Marshall Bravestar.
A burp.
It is on the planet of New Texas, fighting Tex Hex.
Okay.
Are
you going to change any of these names for your reboot?
No.
Okay.
And he's got his robotic Shape-Shifting Horse 3030.
Okay. Why is it called 3030? Do you know? Is there a reason?
It's name. I don't know.
If it's a shapeshifter, what is it?
He rides it as a normal horse, but then it goes like anthropomorphic and stands up and wields an actual big, like, blunderbuss.
That sounds creepy.
Transformer horse?
I actually at one point thought it'd be kind of fun to dress up as 3030 and go to like a cosplay type thing, but then I realized, oh, everyone would just confuse me as a brony.
It looks like a horse.
Yeah, he is a horse.
I was picturing like a robot horse.
No, I'll show you a picture, and then I'll try my hardest to actually remember to post a picture eventually, whenever we air this, of 3030, so everybody else can see it, because apparently people don't know what the hell Bravestar is.
I don't even know if this is a real thing.
I own it all on DVD. I will let you borrow it.
Did you draw it yourself?
No.
Because this doesn't count if you made it.
And if I made it, I'd be making money or something like that. But anywho, so Bravestar, fighting people, Western show. I enjoyed it. He had all sorts of crazy things that he could do. He'd have the strength of a bear and the speed of a puma and, you know, all that fun stuff. But
he takes on animal aspects?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is Native American.
Oh.
And the more I start thinking about it, I'm like, huh. Yeah. No, but it's a great show.
you gotta pitch your reboot of it.
So my reboot of it would be
TV.
Actually,
series?
I don't know. Mini-series? Yeah, it'd probably be like I'd do a TV show of it, cartoon again. And I don't know, some of the villains I'd almost have to try to change up some because they're just ridiculous.
Okay.
But it could be fun. I mean, I think I'd go more of like the Ninja Turtle spin on them, on stuff where like they have the same people, they just revamp them so they're not exactly the same.
They
you know, same
look
names.
And act a little differently.
Yeah, have like a little bit different look. I mean, I'd still want to go for, I guess, somewhat of a Western theme, but I think if Firefly is a space Western, I think I'd probably go for more of that overall look.
Right.
You know, not quite so much cowboy look, because Marshall Bravestar literally, I mean, he had the spurs and he had the cowboy hat and that craziness, and everybody looked like they were in the Wild West, even though they were running around with like laser guns and mining for, oh gosh, what was that red crystal called?
Quantum.
No, quantum, just because quantum, it doesn't mean it's a thing. You make me sad.
Dilithium crystals.
No. That's Star Trek, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Star Trek. I'm trying to think about the Kyber crystals. Ether from Thor, the Dark World.
Yeah, no. But I can't remember what the heck this stuff was called. It was probably something really simple.
Vibranium.
No.
Unobtainium.
Oh, God. Thanks,
anywho.
Avatar.
Yeah.
So, anywho. But, you know, I would probably still have somewhat, because obviously the whole point of it was they were on this like mining colony planet, New Texas, and Marshall Bravestar was the law out there in this lawless place. But I think it would be kind of fun just modernizing it.
Right.
And it had the whole cheesy 80s thing where it's like at the end of it is like, oh yeah, in today's lesson we learned about blah, blah, blah. I would not do that.
Nah, I was hoping you were going to keep that in.
Hell nah. Oh, yeah.
The more you know.
That's 3030. He was like a horse thing.
Does not look like a horse to me. But I could see how people would think you're a brony. Or not a brony. What are those?
See?
That
furry.
Is,
people will think you're a furry.
See,
either way, that is definitely
he's a horse person.
That's definitely a transformer mixed with My Little Pony.
Yeah.
But creepy. Like creepier than you think a My Little Pony transformer would be.
We apologize to the creator of 3030 if you're listening.
Hey, I think he looks pretty freaking beastly. He's cool. I was trying to see if there was one
he needs
where
to wear more pants if he's going to be a person.
Well, he's a robotic shape-shifting horse guy.
Pants are a foreign concept to robotic shape-shifting.
The future,
yeah,
there
he
are
he
no
he
pants.
Could be a horse, because that's
yeah,
actually like
that
a toy.
Looks decent. That should be.
That was the toy.
In the future of New Texas, everyone is just wearing chaps with no pants.
See, yeah, that's the toy. That's the original toy. I actually have
that
a toy
looks more like a horse, so.
Yeah.
I think that would that could be interesting. What channel are you aiming for this to land on?
Is that
Nickelodeon Cartoon Network type show?
I think if I was gonna do it, I'd probably go gear more towards like the Toonami Adult Swim, just because I like darker
so
stuff.
So still a little more adult.
I would definitely want more adult, like not quite ridiculously gory or anything like that, but I do think I like to have characters die and stuff, and you know, there to be all sorts of violence and not just kind of like the random, you know, you shoot the person and they jump into the air because they got shot in the butt or something like that. I'm like, oh! Yeah, I want like actual like violence and consequences and everything like that.
Cool. That's cool. Is there anything else you want to pitch about your show?
See, there's one from the cartoon. Like I said, he goes from a horse to an actual like anthropomorphic horse.
The human
guy.
Version of him is kind of creepy looking. The horse version looks real good.
So anything else to add to your Bravestar reboot?
No, because I mean, I'm not really good at pitching stuff because I don't do that for a living. Because,
because we do.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I do every day.
Oh, it's part of a brownie.
What are you looking at?
I thought like an animal pooped on your floor.
Oh no, that's
brownie.
Party
brownie.
I'm a sloppy eater, and we had brownies earlier. Brought to you by Cameron, Ride the Walrus.
Those are not pot brownies for all those people out there wondering what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, we're just idiots, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Who's next? Rock, paper, scissors again?
Oh, yeah.
Rock.
Okay. So I'm up. I won. You can't see it, but I did paper and he did rock. We did two
after
rocks.
We did rock, the both yeah. did rock.
I almost thought about just keep doing rock, honestly.
I did too.
Yeah. Well, you did do.
Well, true.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
All right. So my show that I would like to reboot is Dino Riders. Those of you who haven't seen Dino Riders, it is about a group of people who ride dinosaurs and put like robot things like guns and weapons and stuff and platforms and fight another group of people who also ride dinosaurs.
Are you just going to do an animated arc?
What? Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's basically what you're doing.
Ark is, in case you haven't played, Ark is a great game in which you tame and ride dinosaurs. I didn't think of that. That's
and you
cool.
can build platforms on them and weapons.
You can build all kinds of stuff. And they have like future tech now in the further expansions too. But yeah, I didn't think of that. That'd be cool. Maybe just do a YouTube channel with, I can make it myself, just a YouTube channel with Ark dinosaurs, multiplayer.
We do have a server.
Yeah, we should just do that. Anyway, but yeah, so my reboot of this is going to still be kid-friendly. Because I think that this has a really good concept for toys, and I think I want kids to buy the toys.
Yeah.
Because there's dinosaurs, there's action figures, there's all the little pieces that go on them.
Money.
I can even sell other pieces separately. I know I'm getting real corporate here, but I think it'd be good. I think that'd be a way to keep this show survivable.
Because of money.
Because some of my favorite shows are things like, I really loved Young Justice, and I really liked the Green Lantern animated series, and they died because the toys didn't sell. So I want my show to stay, so I want toys to sell. But basically, it's going to still be in the future, and it's going to be very similar to what the original series was. There's going to be a group of bad guys who consists of some aliens and some humans who are kind of space pirates or something, and then they're going to be being chased by, no, they're going to be chasing a group of settlers who are heading to a planet, and then there's some sort of rip in time and space. They travel back in time, crash land on prehistoric Earth, in which there are dinosaurs. They then begin, like, the good guys begin taming dinosaurs and using them to help build facilities and stuff like that, because how else? Well, what are we going to do? And the bad guys start capturing dinosaurs and torturing them and forcing them to do what they say and building weapons on them, and they eventually fight. But the good guys are more working with the dinosaurs they have than they are controlling the dinosaurs in this.
Yeah.
And the bad guys are using, like, they have little drills that go into the brains of the dinosaurs and make them do stuff.
Interesting.
Type situation. I do want it to be kid oriented, still good for young kids, but I want it to be on Netflix.
Ooh, and you could add a learning aspect to it, because the original toy line, like one of the last series of toys that they brought out for it, was specifically sold through the Smithsonian, and it was just straight dinosaurs. They didn't have the riders or anything else, but they were the exact same figures that they had for the toy line. They sold them at the Smithsonian.
But I think Netflix has been doing really good with kids shows recently. With Troll Hunters, if you guys haven't watched that, that's really good. They have Voltron, the new Voltron show's on there, and that's pretty good too. If you guys haven't watched that,
All Hell King Julian.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, so I don't.
Which
know
the
about
newest
that.
Season, which is oh,
it's the Madagascar spinoff, right?
Yeah, All Hell King Julian. But no, like the newest season is like a kind of it's like a new show, but it's continuation off of the series. Oh, it's great. You need to watch it. Catch up on it. Like watch it all now.
I don't like Madagascar.
It sounds fun. I like the Penguins of Madagascar.
I didn't like that.
Like, the cartoon either. I thought was a lot of fun.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Yeah, Dino Riders on Netflix. I don't really have anyone I specifically want to voice any of the characters. I do want it to be probably computer animated. I think old-fashioned cartoon probably would be too costly. I think it's actually a little cheaper to do computer animation now.
Pretty
so
much.
Probably computer animated in the same... I like the way Troll Hunters looks, so
yes.
I kind of want it to look like that, but with dinosaurs instead of trolls.
Yeah.
And main character is probably going to be... I feel like I want the main character to be a teenager, but he's like the son of the captain of the ship, and the captain of the ship gets injured in the crash, so he kind of has to like... be the voice of his dad. Like, his dad's not dead. He's just injured and can't really do anything anymore. So he's kind of like the dad tells him to go do stuff, and the dad's still in charge, but his son is the one who kind of gets the stuff done that he says to get done.
Because
it's a colony ship, and a lot of the people on the ship are colonists. They're not, like, military. His dad's military, and the people running the ship are military, but everyone else is kind of just colonists.
Yeah.
Type situation. And then the bad guy, I want to be one of the guys with the snake head. You guys remember the guys with the snake head?
Yeah.
I want him to be the main bad guy. Snake head guy. I don't remember the actual main bad guy.
The main bad guy was the frog dude.
Frog dude.
I can't remember his name now.
I only remember like a guy who was like blue and his head looked like kind of a like a hammerhead shark.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
I had his toy for...
There's that. There's the ant head people.
Yeah. I remember
those
They were basically all humanoids but with weird alien heads.
Yeah. There was also another one that wasn't originally at the beginning. It showed up like halfway through the series, which I don't understand how, because they were all already there.
Right.
Which that's another thing. Like I was telling you guys earlier, or started to say earlier, was like the first couple episodes were all drawn a certain way, and then the animation style just switched in the old one. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I'll have to let you borrow them so you can watch them.
I've never seen past the
A
first
lot of
time.
Cartoons did that too. G.I. Joe and Ninja Turtles. Well, they went to a new studio, the
right.
animation
Well, yeah, changed. But like, the original like G.I. Joe series all looked one way, but when they came out with the series two, because there was season one and season two of the first series, and then there's season one and season two of the second series, it was a completely different animation style and looked goofy, like crazy goofy.
Right.
Yep. All
right. But yeah, that's basically what mine would be. I don't have any ideas for voice actors.
I don't either, but I don't.
There, oh no, I want to come up with somebody. Hold on.
Billy Banner.
Billy Banner would be the name of the kid. Done. Okay, Cameron, your turn.
Oh, God, I hate you and I hate Billy Banner, whoever he is.
No offense to anyone named Billy Banner out there. I'm sure there are real people.
Billy Banner. And if you're listening to us, hey, cool. Your name's Billy Banner.
Yep. Send us your picture and we'll put
Good
you
job.
In Dino Riders.
Don't solicit strangers for their pictures,
okay.
Cody. They put you in a special file for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So my cartoon that I would want to see either rebooted or revisited would be Disney's Gargoyles.
Oh, that was a Disney cartoon?
It was.
I didn't know that.
Probably one of their darker, definitely darker, edgier shows they did. It was really good too, and the concept was there was this Spanish or no not Spanish Scottish clan during the dark ages that they allied themselves with these gargoyles who were real creatures and they could they came to life during the night and it, you know during the day they would turn into stone
right
and they had kind of this peaceful coexistence until one of the leaders essentially was betrayed by the gargoyles. Turned out it was actually a rogue gargoyle who did it, but they put a curse on them and kept them in stone I think 1,000 years or up until modern times, which was the
90s. It was until
1492.
They were permanently in stone until the castle reached the clouds or something like that. Because that's why Xanatos moved the castle piece by piece to the Manhattan skyscraper or whatever town they were in.
Yeah, the curse.
Whatever.
The curse was it would only be broken when the castle rises above when the castle rises above the clouds. And most of the gargoyles were killed in their stone form, but a few of them, including their leader Goliath, survived. And
the only named gargoyle.
All the other ones, when they came back, they gave themselves names like after New York,
like monuments. Box.
And yep. Billy Banner.
No Billy Banner show.
Broadway and Brooklyn, which is close to Billy
Hudson.
Yeah,
and
all
Hudson.
B names because of Hudson.
Yep. But that was the idea. And when the gargoyles came back to life, they decided to protect New York from the evil rich billionaire who brought them back from Scotland. And
as one does.
Exactly.
And his weird bodyguard / butler that turned out to be like half immortal weird person from some other dimension. Or
yeah,
something.
I don't remember his deal.
He had a weird story.
I remember he turned his arm to stone at one point, and it never went back. And I thought that was awesome because so much, in cartoons would change and then immediately revert back by the next episode.
His arm was forever stone.
Yeah. I like
continuity.
Yeah, I like continuity.
And that was a cool
Troll Hunter is really good at that.
I like words.
Oh, nice. And that was a good thing with the gargoyles was there were actual consequences.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Things that the characters would do in one episode would still impact them later on. And that was really groundbreaking, I think, for cartoons. And I would love to see that tackled again. As much as I would love to see them basically just remake the show as it was definitely very 90s. Not in a bad way, but it definitely had a 90s kind of action suspense feel to it, which I think in order to kind of modernize it, they would have to go darker.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that taking a show like, or concept like Gargoyles and making it a little more adult would serve the story.
Like, you're talking HBO level adult?
Almost thinking HBO. Because, HBO did, but not like gratuitous HBO.
Right.
Because they did that.
Not season one Game of Thrones HBO.
No. I would think as far as the style of the show, the Spawn cartoon that they did in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Like that kind of style, but without the gratuitous boobs and sex, which were really gratuitous and had no impact on the story at all.
Yeah.
I would not want to see that in this.
Okay.
I would want to see a mature take on it, allow them to curse now and again and show a little more violence, but really just
ripping
limbs
off.
You could go that far. I would just rather see it be more of a tone, a more edgy and dark tone than flat out gore and sex and throwing all that in there. So I would want to see a mature take on it.
You don't want Brooklyn to get addicted to crack one episode or something like that.
No, it does not need to be Breaking Bad.
It would be kind of cool if they. I mean, I understand that they were trying to help New York and at different times they were trying to get people to like them, but then, to be the protectors, but still, people get in their way and they're just almost be fierce and feared.
Be kind of have to be lethal protectors when the villains are that bad. And there were some really cool villains in the show, but also very much product of the times. I think they would have to have more sort of grounded villains now, not necessarily drug dealers, but even then go that far. And almost have it be kind of a procedural show.
Right.
Because the police were a very big aspect of the show.
Well,
one of the main characters was
the one chick.
Eliza. I think they pronounce it Eliza. But yeah, the human, their human sidekick, so to speak, who was also a quasi love interest to the main gargoyle, Goliath. I I liked their bond, but I didn't like the idea of it being sort of a Beauty and the Beast thing.
I mean, I'm sure she did turn human at one point, and she did turn into a gargoyle at one point.
So. True. I mean, that was fine for subtext, but I would not want to see, you know, them hooking up in an HBO cartoon, which I'm sure would probably happen.
Definitely would happen.
Yep. 5 minutes of plot. Time for boobs.
Yep.
Thanks, HBO.
Yeah.
So I'd still
watch it.
So that's what I would want to see. Or frankly, just, you know, give us another season. Which I think it had a fairly fitting end. I don't remember it because at that point
we didn't need to.
Nice.
Wait, let's see. I have all the shows that we listed I have at home.
Yeah.
I just realized.
And they really haven't touched, there really hasn't been reboots to, or even anything from any of these shows that I can think of.
No, apart from being released on DVD and getting interest that way, there really not hasn't been any sort of revisiting. They did a Gargoyles comic book,
did they do a new one?
It was, well, it's been within probably the last 10 years or so.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not,
I was going to say, it's like, I remember the series years ago, but
that's
the one you're talking about.
That came out when the cartoon was on. Because I didn't even get that channel. It was on UPN, I think.
Right.
So I had to buy the comics and the videos to even follow what was going on. But no, they did another comic book like 10 years or so ago. Mm-hmm. I'll have to find it. I think it was
I only read like the old ones. I don't think I read the newer one. So
I'll definitely have to find it. But so that's my pick.
Okay.
So, and if you guys have any picks, any cartoons, or even other TV shows that you would like to see rebooted, retooled, reloaded.
Matrix Reloaded.
Not that, because that's terrible. Drop us a line. We are at Nerd Dump Podcast.
Yep.
I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at The Cody Wack.
And I'm at Viking Honey.
And we love to get spammed with cartoon memes and random things from the 90s.
And cat videos!
I think I will put up a poll when we release this episode with all three of our pitches as options, and we'll let people vote on which one they'd like to see the best.
And if you think those are all
the
garbage...
The best and most.
The most
bestest.
If you think our ideas are garbage, let us know what you'd want to see. Yeah. And maybe we'll even give you a mention on a future episode.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We're going to go get in some Jaegers and go fight some Chimeras outside real quick. As you might hear in the background, there's a giant war happening.
And I'm winning!
And we need to refill the blood fountain with the blood of our enemies.
No! It's llama blood!
Our enemies are llamas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, to the llama slang. Bye!
Bye, everybody. This has been a Nerd Dump production.